So when a client calls you up and is contemplating suing someone for breach of a non-compete, or alternatively, your client calls you up and thinks, I'm about to be sued for breach of my non-compete, usually what you're talking about there is the temporary restraining order and the temporary injunction and all of the stuff that happens in that first 14 or 28-day period. And a lot of times those conversations don't really go into a lot of detail about damages. Is this a case that has damages? If so, how are we going to prove it? What is it going to cost? What does it mean in terms of discovery? These are questions that are important to ask because sometimes, if you're a lawyer that's practiced employment law, you haven't been through that a lot of times. Now, if you're a commercial litigator, everything I'm going to talk about in the next 30 minutes might be old hat to you. But for lawyers that primarily practice in the field of employment law, we don't do lost profit cases every day. We might only do them every couple of 3 years, and we don't think about these questions. And a lot of times we don't ask our clients the right questions about these issues. And so there's a disconnect until suddenly you're 2 weeks out from an expert deadline, and they're looking at a bill of $500,000 for an expert on a case that has virtually no damages. Or you're talking to an individual client who's trying to understand how he or she can rebut the claim of damages that they're facing in a non-compete case. So what we're going to talk about for the next 25 minutes is kind of a whirlwind tour of proving damages, primarily in non-compete cases, but also in misappropriation or other kinds of trade secret type cases. So in a non-compete case, that's a breach of contract claim. So the measure of damages in a breach of contract claim is lost profits. That is the preferred and in many jurisdictions essentially the only measure of damages.